She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
I'm Emma Greed, host of Aspire with Emma Greed, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump is exposing something importantly. NATO was never real. It was a one-way partnership. Wall Street Mav, one of my favorite X accounts, super smart guy. I've had him on my podcast before. He's a financial analyst, but he also does world affairs. Asked a very good question yesterday.
Okay.
After Keir Starmer blocked Trump from using the Royal Air Force bases and Diego Garcia to launch bombing runs on Iran. Here's the question. Why is the U.S. spending billions of dollars on these bases in Britain, Europe, and Diego Garcia if these countries can block their use when it matters? Yeah. That's pretty profound. I pulled some back of the envelope figures. $175 billion defending the UK and EU from Russia in the Ukraine war. All we want to do is use the base that we pay to maintain Diego Garcia. It's a joint base. And the Royal Air Force base, that's our fleet. We pay most of the cost for it. We staff it. Screw you is what we get when we want to defend ourselves. After all of that, and I pulled the figures, okay. To protect the Euro weenies, who do nothing but look down their noses at us, and at the end of the Biden administration, we're making plans to put half of America in prison, extraditing us for speech crimes. European Union Command oversees the presence of roughly 80 to 100,000 U.S. service members in Europe annually. We lend the Euroweenies an army. We spend $66 billion annually on our bases worldwide. The Pentagon does not publish the exact figure that costs us for Europe, but what Grok says is that Europe hosts a large share of these bases. We give them a standing army. We put fleets of bombers. We joint operate Diego Garcia. And all we want, can we please use it to in our fight with Iran? Screw you. And Marco Rubio made a very good point, our Secretary of State, the other last week, actually meant to play this, about what's going on here. Mm-hmm. These people won't even share. They stopped sharing intel with us in the Caribbean, refused to help intel-wise with Maduro, refused to help intel-wise with these drug votes that are killing Americans. Flat-out refusal. Not there at all for us. But they would like us to continue protecting them. And then there's this from Marco Rubio.
I don't think that the European Union gets to determine what international law is. They certainly don't get to determine is how the United States defends its national security. The United States is under attack from organized criminal narco-terrorists in our hemisphere, and the president is responding in the defense of our country. I do find it interesting that all these countries want us to send, you know, and supply, for example, nuclear-capable Tomahawk missiles to defend Europe. But when the United States positions aircraft carriers in our hemisphere where we live, somehow that's a problem. So I would say that the United States is, and this president has made very clear, his job is to protect the United States from threats against the United States, and that is what he's doing in this operation.
Well said, Mr. Secretary.
I mean, the irony is just, it's jaw-dropping. I mean, there's no other way around it. Meanwhile, I want to pull this, because this last night, I mean, I couldn't fall asleep after reading this. I was just so mind blown. People need to pay attention to what's going on right now in New York. There's a court, federal court in New York. There is a Muslim dude, Imran Ahmed. He was sent here by Keir Starmer and Keir Starmer's Labor Party to censor Americans. He's not a U.S. citizen? No. He's running a nonprofit here that is dedicated to censoring Americans. Do you remember when Jen Psaki spokes hack for Joe Biden came up with that list of 12 people who needed to be censored? Yeah, this came from them.
Great.
British Muslim. It's called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Okay, they have one of these in the UK too. This is an arm of it. Well, Marco Rubio, in order to punish Ahmed Imran, revoked his visa, as we should. We don't. We kick the Brits' butts. Okay, mm-hmm. We sent him home. We don't need him back to censor us. We don't need that. Center for Countering Digital Hate released a report targeting the disinformation dozen of critics, and they demanded the suspension of RFK's social media accounts when he was saying what turned out to be true things about COVID while the Biden administration was lying. And they were responsible for the censorship or the destruction of thousands of accounts across social media of Americans. The purpose of it was to censor Americans. So Marco Rubio suspends the visa, as he said he would do. Well, there is a brawl going on with a legal team lead of the Democrat Party's top lawyers trying to keep this guy here.
Of course.
And Keir Starmer, who the heck does he think he is, Prime Minister of UK, has sent a team of the Labour Party's top lawyers to keep this guy, this Muslim who isn't even an American, Imran Ahmed, in America and the center operating. Now, as part of that court case, which we really need to start paying attention to, what is coming out is unbelievable. Do you know who the Center for American Progress is funded and staffed in partnership with?
Now, let's hear it.
I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Center for Countering Digital Hate. Right? The censorship arm of Americans on American soil. The Center for American Progress, that's the think tank founded by John Podesta, yeah, who ran Hillary Clinton's campaign during the Donald Trump era. The Center for Countering Digital Hate was also behind the campaign, the public-facing part of it, to get rid of and stay rid of Donald Trump's social media accounts because of hate.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate, by the way, was when Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump, and the New York Post said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
That's what they originally lost their accounts for.
Hate is anything that goes against the Democrat narrative.
Yeah. So you have literally a list of luminaries from the Democrat Party suing to keep Ahmed in America. And they are arguing that Trump is trying to violate their free speech. That is so rich.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know who the Center for Countering Digital Hate is. Some of their internal documents leaked. Among their goals is shutting down X. Shutting down mm-hmm. X. They either that or they want to co-opt it and get control of it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Okay. For anybody in this audience who still thinks that Europe and the Brits are your friend, how did this end? Because I'm obsessed with this. It ended with us sending tens of billions of dollars to defend the EU, printed money, and the UK from Russia, while they sent over an extradition order. Remember when the top prosecutor in the UK said they had the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes? On our soil, we use social media. It violates their anti-free speech laws. And they said they could extradite us. Republican leadership was silent. Well, we now know from this court case over the visa for Imran Ahmed, you know who was coordinating with him?
Let's hear it.
Biden administration.
Oh, well.
Biden administration helped set up the branch and has worked with them on disinformation targeting since 2021. What is that? Targeting conservatives. Yeah. So the Labor Party, which you remember what the Labor Party did, okay? Remember when there was a lot of swirl about this? Her Highness was running.
Right.
And the Labor Party, Kamala Harris, and the Labor Party sent over operatives, like their campaign staff, on the ground to work in Pennsylvania.
Or to interfere with the U.S. election. Which is exactly what it was.
And now we know why. They were setting up an international speech dictatorship, a government built on the premise of censoring half of America in partnership with the Democrats. And here's what's so crazy. They're not even hiding this in New York court. And the Democrat Party's lawyers, Mark Elias, are openly fighting for the Brits to stay here, to keep the nonprofit status, for Imran to keep his visa and continue censoring Americans because they say hate needs to be countered.
So they are using what they claim to be their First Amendment rights to take away your First Amendment rights.
Yes. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I can't tell you how serious this is. Look, I get as angry as you do about the Republican leadership. They suck. The leadership in the House, much better lately, I have to say. And I've been a fierce critic of theirs. Yeah. But these people right here, pay attention to this New York case. We're going to follow it very closely. These people are going to end your free speech rights. That is their goal. They almost did it in the last election. Folks, you would be seeing people extradited for these crimes. And remember what happened in France when they asserted they too had the right to try and open criminal cases against Riley Gaines, Benny Johnson, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk. Criminal cases said they had the right to extradite them for trial. You're going to watch Americans sent overseas and dying in European prisons for speech crimes if they win. That's where we are. I can't tell you how deadly serious this is. So don't send me some stupid tweet or email. Oh, Donald Trump made the Europeans mad and that's why our relationship's breaking up. They were trying to put me and you in prison to silence us. Again, Russia has never done that to me. That's the UK. The UK now arrests 3,000 people a year for hate speech, usually with middle of the night raids. They find people go easier if they're, shocked awake in their sleep. How many did Russia do? 300. You tell me. I think they're the EU-SSR. That's what I think they are. They are not our friends, and we never need to send them another dime. And by the way, we need to pull our troops out too. It's all been exposed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.